I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, everyone. Remember the chaos and fun of high school, Lulu?
Oh, well, how could I forget it, Judge? It was probably some of the best times of my life. It's good to think back, isn't it? Thinking back on the nostalgia moments from high school.
What's your favourite moment?
Oh, God, too many to name, Judge. Too many to name.
Well, enough about the blokes you kissed and more into Lou and I reliving all our high school years in Heartbreak High Season 2. It's a bloody good time.
I could have carried on about how, you know, I was very good at speech and drama. I won many awards, Jack.
Yeah. The glory days, Lou.
Yeah. But it's a good season. I've been binge watching it. It's good classic Aussie humour, which is what we like. It's sexy. It's not afraid to poke fun at itself, which is pretty much exactly what we mean, Will, is, and what we do to each other most days.
It is a little less woke this season. You know, very, very funny and deeply Aussie.
You know what? Also, it doesn't matter if it's a distant memory high school for you, because it's nice to look back. And when you watch it, you feel like you're back in high school and you go, oh, I can relate to all of this.
Distant memory, huh? For you.
Well,
I graduated only a couple of years ago, I think. Look, everyone can join in on the fun with Heartbreak High Season 2. It's out now on Netflix. Do not miss it.
Get around it.
So we've had this Cody Thorpe. An old bedwetter, a bedwetter of old.
Okay.
Is called in. Now, you know we do impressions on this show occasionally. Mm-hmm. He's provided a couple of impressions.
Ooh.
Now, I just want you to listen.
Okay.
And then we're going to discuss this afterwards.
Dissect it.
Let's dissect it. This is the first bit.
I'm in the truck at the moment, so apologies if the audio's a bit fucked, but I'll give my best Shaggy impression a go, see if he's like it. So here it goes.
Life is one big party when you're still young, but who's gonna have your back when it's all done? It's all good when you're little, you have pure fun. Can't be a fool, son, what about the long run? Looking back short, you're always a mention. Sending her, giving her much attention. She was there through my incarceration. Wanna show the nation my appreciation.
Hope you guys like that. Fucking hell. Love yous.
Love you too. Now, I liked it. Mm-hmm. Thought that was a good Shaggy impression.
Pretty good.
Now, when Shaggy was brought up, I assumed he meant Shaggy from Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
So that's a good Shaggy impression. So I'll come back saying, Bruss, I thought it was fucking thought you were going to do Shaggy. I said, that's grouse.
Scooby-Doo-Doo.
There you go.
That's good.
I thought he was going to do Shaggy, right? And he goes, well, fuck, I'll give Shaggy a whirl, right? This is what he's come up with. Hold on.
Mate, here's me Shaggy impression for ya.
Well, like, zoink school. We gotta get out of here.
Okay, Raggy.
Fuck me.
And he's never done that before.
He's like, I'm spending his time in the truck. I'll just fucking figure.
That sounded like full-blown Shaggy and Scooby.
Can we just give it one more go?
Yes, please.
Mate, here's me Shaggy impression for ya.
Well, like, going school, we gotta get out of here.
Okay, Raggy.
Okay, Raggy.
Cody, I just got a shout-out to you, bruh.
That's pretty good.
That's your Shaggy impression is better than your Shaggy impression.
Can you do the first Shaggy, the singer?
You try first. I like to go off what you. I like to see hear you and you try.
It wasn't me. She got me on the counter. It wasn't me. It banging on the sofa. It wasn't me. Devin did it in the shower. It wasn't me.
Doesn't he not even sing that bit?
You're my angel. You're my darling angel.
Who's gonna have it back when it's all done? Better for the best ever for the nation. I wanna show the nation my appreciation.
You sound like Stitch.
Do Stitch. I? It also reminds me of Snape. You know, Professor Snape talks like that.
Oh, that's good.
But Shaggy's a bit of Snape.
Severus Snape.
No, but a bit more.
That's very
nasal. Harry Potter.
Harry Potter. You're no, going on. Hang on. Harry Potter in the corridors when he's meant to be a slave.
So many of your impersonations are just Voldemort. Like a lot of them, mate.
But my Voldemort's very good.
It's a powerful Voldemort, yeah.
Avada Kedavra!
Yeah, it's good.
Jarchi, you fucking legend, mate. Fucking absolute fucking sick cunt. Hello, Franco's fucking 8-year-old fucking obese fucking type 2 diabetes fucking son. How are you, mate? Don't care. Don't fucking care. I've got a red light, green light for you fucking bedwet fucking cunt. Yeah, fucking, so give me your honest opinion and just tell me what you think. Bedwet is for life. See you later, cunt.
See you, mate.
Also, Lou, your fucking singing sucks, you fucking cunt.
I can't deal with the first part of the call. Franco's fucking type 2.
I'm dying.
What have we created, Jarch?
I don't know.
What have we created? Please. The hotline is just roasting us.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, God, that's hurt my tummy.
Yeah, no, green light, mate. That was fucking rogue, wasn't it?
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's giving me a giggle. That truly has tickled me pink.
Red light, green light. Eating tuna or fish in the office?
Tuna, yes. Reheated fish, no.
It's a big fat red to reheated fish.
Oh, mate.
Like, sorry, if you're reheating your hokey from the night before, get out.
Same with broccoli. Fish or broccoli. Because it
broccoli?
Fucking... Broccoli?
Broccoli.
What?
Broccoli.
Or broccoli.
Who the fuck's calling it broccoli? It sounds like a weird 4-year-old. Like you'd call your 4-year-old, this is broccoli.
Do you know, my brother had a mate whose name was Brock Collie. Broccoli. Not even a joke. Not a joke. I say broccoli.
Mate, it's like you're trying to make the word broccoli gourmet.
No, I didn't.
It's not broccoli.
That's how mum said it, broccoli.
It's broccoli.
As you say, Lou. Come and see.
Cozy. They love you.
They love you.
Seize the day. Fine. You Carpe call it broccoli. Okay.
No. It's missed me with it. Even fucking.
Well, I think some tuna is pretty rank in the office as well.
Tuna can be pungent, but I mean, if you mix tuna up with a fucking. You know what? If you've got like a tuna pasta or something and then you heat that up.
Nah, don't.
But if you've got
cheesy
a
tuna pasta.
Oh, bruh. But if you've got tuna in a fresh salad, that can be, that's not that pungent.
Yeah, that's an orange.
I think it's the heating.
Reheated. Yeah, I agree. Heating the fish, don't do it.
Nah.
It's a crime. It fucking stinks. Not just the office, but the microwave stinks for weeks.
I fucking never choose fish as a meal.
Ever. Like even like hot fish at the pub.
Fuck no.
I'd keep fish and chips.
I reckon I'd have fish and chips once a year.
But have you been to Charcoal Fish around the corner from us?
Yeah.
It's phenomenal.
No, I haven't.
So's Fish Shop.
Nah, because I would never choose it.
Trust me,
I've been to
delicious.
Fish Shop with a group. But like I walk past a fucking, up in North
so
Sydney.
So you're not having fish and chips?
Nah, I'd never choose it as an option. I prefer red meat and fucking...
I would love fish salad and chips.
Nah. Like, it's just the smell of it. Like, when I used to work at Nova, I worked next to the fish markets.
Yeah.
And driving into that cunt, you know, and then just the wafting smell of fish. I'm just like, bro, who the fuck would smell that and then choose to eat it?
It is fishy.
Yeah, how weird's that?
It makes sense that it smells fishy.
Yeah. We get it. You had a big night last night. Yeah.
I had a guy once throw a pair of scissors at me. In the classroom when we were like 8.
What did you just get that?
No, I was just like, why did Lou bring up a random domestic violence incident in the middle of the podcast? I was like, oh no, it's a school kid.
I didn't even think about that. Yeah, no, Jesus, I should have taken that way more seriously. What happened?
He I don't know, he had problems and he would just throw things. He threw a pair of scissors.
At you? That's fucking that. Where have I seen that?
Or maybe it was a Rubik. Nah, it was definitely scissors.
Hold on. You were about to say maybe it was a Rubik's Cube. Hey, buddy. There's a huge there's a huge difference. You know, I had a bloke. Dude, I had a bloke shoot at me. At like, literally, I was walking down the street and he shot a gun at me. Actually, maybe he flicked a peanut. Yep, he flicked a peanut. Dude, I had a guy. No, honestly, this bloke cat broke into my house at night and he chased me around my house with a chainsaw. He's trying to kill me with a chainsaw. Actually, no. That was just mum, and she asked me if I wanted breakfast one morning.
Don't. I'm actually going to pee my pants.
Fucking.
No, no, Jack. It was scissors.
Okay, good. Because what made you think it was a Rubik's Cube?
Because the other story is, see that little dent there on the side of my head?
Yeah.
It's from chicken pox.
Yeah.
But I thought it was when a guy threw a Rubik's Cube at me.
How many people have thrown shit at you?
Jill's calling.
Answer it.
Mum?
On speaker.
Oh, sorry. Hi.
Hi.
We're just we're recording the podcast. Do you want to say hello to all the bedwetters?
No.
Oh.
Okay. Bedwetters officially going.
She said, don't embarrass me. I've been drinking, Jill.
Well, how surprising is that?
Okay.
Mama's not happy.
There's the silence. Okay, I'll call you after the podcast.
Goodbye.
I love your parents. I cannot wait to meet your parents.
I can't wait. We'll have a bloody hooer of a time.
A whore?
A hooer.
A hooer.
Isn't there a thing? A hooer of a time.
Hooer.
Like a hooer. Isn't that a thing? A hooer of a time.
How are you spelling it?
H-O-O-R-E-H. Hooer of a time.
Hoorah.
Yeah, hoorah.
A hurrah. A hurrah.
No, I feel like it's a hurrah.
Hurrah! Oh, God.
Okay, we'll do a red light. Oh, no, sorry, it's my turn.
Fuck, speaking of hurrah, dude, this one time.
Mum said, you brat.
Yeah.
Fair.
Hurrah. This one time, this kid was beating the fuck out of me at school. He was literally stomping me the fuck out.
Mm.
Boom, boom, boom. And he's going, hurrah, hurrah. Oh, no. Sorry. I was having a snack pack at recess and really enjoying it.
A little snack?
A snack pack.
What's a snack pack?
Get fucked.
Like a halal snack pack?
Sorry?
You know when you get meat on chips?
No, like a snack pack, like a little chocolate yogurt fucking thing. A chocolate a snack pack?
You never had a snacky.
You never watched Billy
Speaking
Madison?
Speaking of custard. I love custard squares. Red light, green light.
Yep.
Saying you baked a cake for someone, but it's a packet mix.
Well, you've technically baked it, haven't you?
Green. You've technically baked. You chucked a Betty Crocker in the oven. That's a bake for me.
What about how all humans are essentially just baked cum?
Oh, what the actual fuck?
Think about it.
That is the most itch thing you've ever seen. I'm shook. What the fuck, Judge?
Think about it.
I don't want... You're
just baked. That's humans. Oh, God, that's good stuff.
Do you know, should I say this?
Yeah.
One time my friend texts me and...
Oh, shit. Ooh, highbrow podcast.
Yeah, I'm like, should I say this?
Say it. Then we can make a decision.
My friend texts me and she said, I just Googled how many calories is in semen.
How many?
Nine. You've Googled it.
That's a snack pack, all right.
Don't make me giggle while I'm halfway through my vodka lemon squash.
Sorry, doll.
Your track pants are awfully tight. They're almost tights.
Yeah, they're good, these ones.
Why do you like them so tight?
Oh, it shows the outline of your cock.
Cups your balls nicely.
Cups your balls nicely. Shows the outline of the blue vein custard chucker. So when you're walking around, people get a good sense of what you're working with.
Blue vein custard chucker. Question.
Yeah. What have I sparked?
This isn't appropriate to ask.
Well, fuck, welcome to the right podcast for that.
It's a bit itch.
Fuck it. If it's too itch, we cut. If it's not, we keep.
Did you stuff something down your budgies in the...
This is the biggest compliment of all time.
No, Judge. The reason...
I didn't.
Wait, the reason I ask is because bedwetters were commenting that.
Were they?
They were going, nice stuff of like the sock down
bullshit.
There, Judge. Yeah.
I swear on everything sacred to me and who I love, that's all natural. That's a perla.
I wasn't looking. I genuinely just
because the bedwetters asked, hey, Lulu.
Trust me.
Oh, guess what? I went through a fair few comments, didn't see one of them. I put this on the bedwetters. Mama Bear spotted something.
One of the bedwetters was like, nice sock down there, Judge.
Oh, cute.
So then I had to pause it and zoom in. No, I'm kidding.
That's what all those screenshots were on your phone.
I didn't.
Oh, mate. That's made my day. Well, I can confirm all natural. But let me give some credit to the Navy diver. So he makes those budgies, those dick stickers, and they
lift you
they
up.
They accentuate the package quite nicely.
Because budgies, I guess, are very in your face.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't have them in New Zealand. So when
really?
I first came to Sydney and I saw everyone in Bondi Beach in budgies, I was like, this is a lot.
Really?
It's hard not to look. You kind of, you
know. Oh, no, yeah.
You don't know where to look.
Mate, but even when you grow up with them, it's still you're looking. Doesn't matter.
What is it? Is it no tan lines or?
I don't know. I think it's just become a part of our culture.
Because I'm definitely a board short girl. Oh, no. I don't wear. You're imagining being at the beach in like 3/4 Roxy boardies.
Oh, mate.
My
whole world.
The fuck, Luke?
I was trying, like my whole world imploded. I'm like. She can't be a... I was like, what? Like, I was imagining you literally walking down the beach, like, rashy on, board. I can picture it now.
No, I
mean... You're a board short girl. No,
well,
I'm
at age 8, I had 3/4 Roxy boardies in a tank.
I fucking respect that. I was rocking something similar. Mm. But, no, I'm very much a bloody... It just depends on what I'm doing. I'll rock them both.
I just classic Venroy board shorts for me.
Yeah, but you're a prissy motherfucker.
I'm not really. I'm
like,
gonna
when
go
when it comes
for...
to blokes and that, you like them prissy.
No,
kinda.
What do you mean?
Like just you know, it's a couple have broken the mold, but like you just like them. You're the finance bros, dude.
Yeah, but I'm steering away from that, Judge.
You're not, sugar.
I'm going to.
I'm taking some
me time, but I'm going to steer away from the finance bros.
Yeah.
Stay away from establishment.
Yeah, I've also...
Stay away Ryan's Bar.
I've also heard junkies saying this is their last hit. Guess what? Tappity tap. Mama wants some Hera. Okay.
No, trust me. Mark my words. I'm going for like a carpenter.
Consider them marked. Well...
Mark my words! Like Harry Potter, Voldemort. The mark! The mark! You know, on his forehead. Mark!
No.
I mark. Well, Harry Potter got a scar.
When does he say? He doesn't say mark my words, though.
No, but the mark.
But he doesn't even say that.
Yeah, but.
So you just made it up.
But it felt right.
It didn't, bud.
It did. I'm the bigger Harry Potter fan, and it felt,
you know, you probably weren't, and now maybe are.
I'll go to 9 3/4 platform when I'm in London.
Yeah, cute, as if I wouldn't either. But I've also read the books through 4 times each.
I've seen the movies at least 12 times each. Have you read the books? No.
You haven't read the books, and you're trying to tell me you're a bigger Harry Potter. You've only seen the fucking movies. You know, the movies
are
about...
Well, I already got into reading about 8 years ago, and I wasn't going to read them at 20.
Why not? They're fucking brilliant.
Because they're for 12-year-olds?
Mate, they're for, I'm sorry, but the Harry Potter phenomenon, if you're a true fan, you'd know when it was sweeping the world. You're not. You've only watched the movies.
I'm a very big fan.
Jesus Christ.
Dior, I dressed up as Harry Potter to a party once.
Oh, sweet, sweet.
I bought the full Gryffindor outfit.
Oh, sweet. You've dressed up. Dior, can I just get a fucking impartial third party here?
No, because you guys gang up on me.
Dior is so objective in situations like this. Can you call yourself a true fan of Harry Potter if you haven't ever read the books?
Let me ask you this, Lou. Do you know who Peeves is?
The map.
Nah. One of the best characters. Wasn't even in the films.
Yeah.
Not a true fan.
He's a ghost.
Sorry.
And he wasn't in the movies. He got cut.
And Peeves is in, like...
Peeves why the did poltergeist.
Poltergeist.
Why did
poltergeist.
Peeves get cut?
Because guess
JK
what?
J.K. Rowling didn't like him.
No, because there's so much in the book that you can't fit it all in the movies. But you wouldn't know that because you've never read one of the books, mate.
Well, it would be the same as have you? Did you like the Hob? Do you like?
Oh, the Hobbit was the first.
Do you
book
like
I read.
Lord of the Rings?
I've read them twice.
Well, lots from that didn't make the movie.
That is my point, Lou. You fucking idiot!
I tried to take your argument and wean it around this way, gaslighting
own. You're gaslighting me, but you've proved you're on my side now.
Yes.
So, yeah, you're not the bigger fan. Fuck you, wore the costume to a party, you watched the movies. Christ's sake.
But I've seen the movies like 12 times each.
Cute, never read the books. Next. I was wearing a hoodie, but I spilt my coffee on a little over it. Yeah. Lou's made me a Hydrolite with 3 Hydrolites in it.
That was quite nice of me. Oh, yeah, what's that? Also, you had a present for me and then you...
I honestly forgot it, Dale.
But you've done that twice.
Do you want to know why? Because I've been moving house and I've obviously put it up in my loft.
Can I have a hint of what it is?
It's fancy.
Fancy?
Now,
not like a joke present.
Not a jezzant. I'm going to give you something that's going to pep us up.
What is it? Will I be able to sleep tonight?
Yeah, it's not cocaine.
Whoa, I nearly just... I think I peed a little.
Why? Oh, no.
Do
you want to go check?
No, we're all good.
You okay?
No. I don't know. I just felt like I nearly pissed my pants.
Okay. We weren't even laughing that up.
I don't know.
Okay. All right. This is going to be rough, this boy.
Apparently, when you've got a really weak bladder, it means you could have diabetes. What is this? Does it not taste nice?
Oh, mama.
Wait, show me what it is first. Jarch is putting a dripper in my mouth. What did I do? Swallow?
Yeah.
Oh, that's strong, Senorita. Oh, fuck me. What the fuck? That goes straight up your nose. Why didn't you tell me that's like eating a eucalyptus plant?
Yeah.
I'm a true Kevin.
Yeah, you're a Trevor.
I'm eating a fucking eucalyptus leaf.
Yeah, you're a Trevor.
Mate, cunt, what the fuck did you just give me?
Yeah, it's called rocket fuel.
You could have told me it was going to burn my entire insides.
I didn't want to.
I can't do you know what that is? Vicks. Are you sure you meant to eat that? That's Vicks vapor drops.
Yeah.
What's it meant to do?
Clear you out or whatever. Oh, I need some water now. I had too much. I gave you a lot too. What about how drinking hurts your throat now?
Ow! That burns!
Yeah, it does.
Mm. Let me see the packet. Who gave you that?
I bought it.
Rocket fuel, natural sinus and respiratory.
Because you know I can't breathe through my nose.
Respiratory. Respiratory support therapy.
I had a lot of it.
It's got manuka honey, Dion, water.
Oh, we got water. Good.
Methanol crystals, apple cider vinegar, eucalyptus oil, peppermint oil, lemon oil, aloe vera oil. Made in New Zealand.
Yeah, it's a Kiwi thing.
Bam. Fuck, I actually am really fucked off you gave me that.
Oh, sorry.
My throat like full burns.
Yeah, it's good though because it clicks.
Imagine if I was allergic to something in that.
Are you allergic to anything?
No.
So.
A guy that I was out for breakfast with, one of the, there was a group of us, and he is allergic to nuts. And he was like, can I have a sip of that before you sip it? And I was like, fuck, I got a smoothie. I was thinking in my head, fuck you. Like, I haven't even had a sip that's something I'd do. Like, no one does that to me.
But why did he want a sip?
Because I'd been drinking an almond cappuccino. So I would have killed him.
Is he really allergic?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, so then I had a sip and then gave it to him and he died. I went out for dinner. Went to a nice restaurant.
With who?
Went on a date.
Oh, your girlfriend. Excuse me? Senorita.
Senorita went on a date.
Senorita went on a date?
Yeah.
With who?
Just a guy. Just a guy, Josh.
What's his front and back name?
No, I'm not telling that. The bedwetters will
go. And middle name.
The bedwetters will go harass him.
What's his tax file number?
I can tell
you
that.
Have you got his passport?
I've got his passport number.
Yeah?
Yep.
Tell us his passport number, front, back name.
ABN.
I need the ABN. I need address.
You want his family tree?
Phone number. I'd love that family tree. You got it.
You want to meet his parents? Should I get them in next pod?
I would. I'd also like a biopsy of his skin.
Yep.
I'd love a skin sample.
And something.
And also a semen deposit.
I was thinking that would be the next step.
Okay.
That's okay. I'm sure third date round I can ask him for that.
I think it
feels appropriate.
Well, that's, it goes from like shaking hands to kiss on the cheek to I need a deposit of your semen, a biopsy of your skin. I also need all of your personal information.
And that's don't forget the family tree.
Yeah.
Most important.
So did he spit in your mouth?
Jack Edward Archdale.
What?
Do you mean kiss?
Yeah.
Yes, we exchanged a kiss.
Excuse me, senorita. Excuse me, senorita.
Don't.
Wow, Lulu's a big girl.
We exchanged a pash.
That is very exciting, mate.
Thank you. Beautiful dinner. Sean's Panorama in Bondi if anyone wants to go.
Okay, is it flash joint?
It's pretty flash. And so,
who paid?
So what happened at the dinner was so at Sean's you have to order entree, main and dessert. It's kind of like a set menu. And like, to be fair, like I'm pretty like comfortable around him. Like we were like laughing and whatever. Anyway, I'm like, you know when you're eating your meal, you're trying to be like quite proper. Still very early days.
Yeah,
second date or whatever.
Yeah.
And so I ordered the fish and I'm like eating it away and I'm going, ugh. I'm eating the fish and then the other piece of fish and I go, these two pieces of fish really don't taste the same. They've got very different textures and tastes. Like I can't work out which is which. And he goes, that's potato, Luke.
What a worry, man.
So I'm eating this barramundi and then there's a giant deep fried bit of potato and I'm going,
you are a worry.
Two pieces of fish, I can't work out which is the barramundi and what's going on? And he's like, that? That is potato.
How?
I don't know.
As a fully fledged adult woman, how do you not know the difference between, also pulling you up, fish on a date?
What do you mean fish on a date?
Rank, bruh.
Why?
You're a crook, cunt.
Why?
Fish on a date, or fish breath kissing, little kissing fish breath. You serious? On a date?
Wait, you wouldn't order fish on a date?
I wouldn't order fish now. And I've been with Steph for damn near 5 years.
Sorry, Judge. You can fucking order fish with your girlfriend.
Yeah, I'm playing it up a little bit.
You're hamming it.
But
you're gammon.
I'm a bit gammon a bit, but
what's wrong with me ordering?
Date, like, first date fish time? You miss me with that, bud.
But it's like, it'd be the same as ordering like.
It's a wild choice.
It'd be the same as ordering like a beef, a braised beef.
Nah,
it's still a very heavy meat in your mouth.
It's not, buddy.
It is.
Because do you want me to tell you the distinction? And this is going to convince you.
Well, one's a cow, one's a fish.
That's also a very good point, Louisa. And I respect your knowledge of the different meats.
Yes.
Which you seemingly didn't have last night.
Mm-hmm.
You ever walk past, say someone's smoking meat on a Sunday morning. Mm. You walk past, you're with your friends. You walk past, they're smoking meat. You can hear them having a jolly time up there. They're chatting, they're conversing. You're like, wow, I wish I was a part of that group of friends. And you go, oh.
That smells good.
That smells so good. I wonder what they're cooking. Oh, they're braised barbecue meat.
Or a big pork. A
big
pig,
pork thing.
Pig,
you know,
on
pig
spit.
On spit. You smell it and you go, oh, my God. You ever walk past fish markets? You ever walk past fish shops in the fucking mall? I do every day from work when I go and get my coffee. I walk past a fish shop in the fucking mall. But hold on, darling. Let me finish. In the mall, and I go like this, and I go, I'm like, oh, I'm like, fish truly smells fucked.
But it's,
that's the difference.
But it was a cooked fish. I'm not having like.
I understand.
So you wouldn't go out and order sashimi on a date? What if you're going to fucking raw bar?
Yeah, I'll order sashimi, yeah. Difference.
Point in case.
Nah, difference.
No, I disagree. Fish
you
is fish.
You had a full fish meal.
But it wasn't.
What was the fish? Barramundi? Yeah.
It wasn't fishy.
River fish. Little river fish. Not happy with it. I'm not happy with it. If I was out with a bird, she orders fish on the first date. I'm going, okay. Yeah, oh, shit. Mum? Down the well? And Lassie can't help? I'm coming.
He didn't flinch when I ordered the fish.
Yeah, I know. I wouldn't flinch either, but it'd be a mental note.
Well, at the end, to pick the dessert, and we were both so full that we just ordered the cheeses each. And like there was obviously like blue cheese. And then I'm not kidding you, one of the cheeses smelt like someone had taken their shoes off.
Bro, some cheeses, blue cheese is fucked.
Yeah, it was very strong. But
when you kissed, did he just kiss the back of your head? He's like, nah, not that, too, bit fishy. Or he just kisses you on the forehead. Yeah, great date. See you, buddy. Pats you on the
head. It was a beautiful fish.
All right.
It was beautiful food at Sean's.
It's an odd choice.
I don't see the problem.
I know you don't. I know.
Could you be nice to me? I've had 3 hours sleep.
This is when I take advantage. This is when I really prod the bear.
You're poking.
I poke the bear.
You're poking.
Okay.
You're vibing. You're sizzing.
Sorry? Sizzing?
So I mean like you're being serious, but...
Oh, okay. You're abbreviating again. Yeah. Sounded like scissoring.
No.
That'd be tough. All right, you're a bird in the car with a bunch of friends trying to sing as best as you can to prove to them that you've got a good voice.
This feels very close to home.
Why?
No, trust me, Jack, I'm really good at singing this song. The song's like a soft melody and there's just something about it that my voice sounds quite good doing it. She ain't got no money, her clothes are kind of funny, hair is kind of wild and free. Oh, but love grows where my rosemary goes.
That gives me the ick now, dude. Bed Wetters, that was the song that she was fair dinkum singing in the, like,
but
properly looking at me in the eye with like a little smile on her face, like going, where the rosemary grows. And she's like, waiting for me to say, that's actually really good, Lou.
If I put my headphones on,
it made me sick.
If I put my headphones on and sung it and had like the beat underneath and sort of blocked you all out.
Can we do that?
Just chuck the headphones on and
put your
play
headphones
it on. Yeah,
this will be fucked.
I instantly regret suggesting this.
Connect to Bluetooth and chuck it on.
This feels like it.
So you think if you can just hear the song, you'll be able to emulate it?
I think so.
Okay. This is going to be fucked up. Okay, Bedwetter, she reckons if she listens to the song, that makes her voice better when she sings it. So okay.
And then life's a mystery. Oh, but love grows where my rosemary goes. And like me.
Oh, fuck off.
And I just gotta say. Oh.
God, you know what you did? You did this. You went like this. Like you moved your head like you're going to change the tone.
I'm a lucky fella. I just got to tell her that I love her endlessly.
Oh,
but love grows.
Fuck.
Is it good?
I'm making it makes me sick.
It's bad?
It makes me sick.
Like really bad?
Bro, when you did this... Like you did it to try and move your head so the tone had changed in the voice and it just stayed flat. All you did was nod like this. It just sounded like you were getting choked. You were like, it was shocking. Okay. I can't wait for you to hear that back.
Oh, no, we're not having that as a video.
Oh, yeah, we are. Yeah, it's going to be a video. It's actually, what's the song called?
Love Grows.
Well, that's the name of the podcast then, isn't it? Red Light, Green Light. Aggressively singing the wrong lyrics of a song.
Green.
Now, Money for Nothing, Dire Straits.
Okay.
One of the great songs. Hit me.
It reminds me of Franco.
I'm just playing this song in the car driving to the podcast. And this one over here next to me, remember the this one thing, starts just screaming the lyrics to Money for Nothing. Please, repeat the lyrics.
We got some chicks, some microwave ovens, and refrigerators that never, ever, ever end. We got some movies, refrigerators. Is it so wrong?
Keep going.
And then what's the next bit? We got some movies, refrigerators. We got some chicks on colour TV.
But so keep in mind that most people, when they don't know the lyrics, they'll sort of go, we got to install microwave ovens, delivery, we got... Whereas Lulu doesn't accept that. She goes, you know what? The bits I don't know, I'm just filling in. I'm filling in, kid. And you know what? The refrigerators that never
ever,
what's
ever
a refriger?
A shortened word of refrigerator? It makes sense.
I just love, fuck, it made me laugh. Fuck, it was good. So the lyrics are, I believe, or you can correct me if I'm wrong. We got to install microwave oven, custom kitchen deliveries. We got to move these refrigerators. We got to move these color TVs.
That makes, I guess, a little bit more sense.
Because the whole song, I think, is about people who are dissing him for being like a singer, an artist, blah, 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 blah. And they're going, oh, all we got to do is install microwave ovens and remove refrigerators, you know?
Right.
So they're like, they're upset at him because he's got this mad life.
Is he alive, Dire Straits?
Yeah.
Franco, what?
Well, the band's called Dire Straits. It's not his name.
Okay.
Do you think it was one bloke?
Okay.
God, I love you.
Oh, my God. I literally thought Dire Straits was a person.
Fuck.
I literally thought Dire Straits was a person.
I think we've found the subject that you're the most wrong at.
What?
It's Dire Straits as a whole.
I genuinely thought it was a person.
It's a band.
Mm.
There you go. But so you thought his name was Dyer, last name Straits? You thought that his name was?
Yeah.
You got to respect it. You got to at some point just sit back, look at you and just fucking respect it.
Yeah. At least I just say things and don't bottle it up.
Yeah, that's my problem.
Oh.
Bottling emotion.
Oh, yeah. That's okay. You want another hug?
No.
Okay. I went out on Friday night, Jachi, and I said that I was not going to before I went to Europe, but...
Shock horror.
Shock horror. I had a few tequila sodas. But I was at the bar, and I met this group of blokes, and they were, just started talking to them, and they were talking about how one of them's got a really small arm, and then the other guy was like, oh, I've got a really small leg. And so then they were like, fuck it, let's get the guy from the Guinness World Records out. So he came to the bar... And then went out back with the guy from the Guinness World Records, and the first guy measured his arm, came back and was like, I've got it, boys. I've got the Guinness World Record. And then the second guy went out and he measured his leg. He got it. He got the Guinness World Record. And then there was a third guy sitting there and he was like, oh, fuck, like, I've got a pretty small cock. Like, you have to see me at the footy locker rooms.
Yeah.
And the guys were like, oh, you might as well. Like, he's here. He's come all the way down. He's the Guinness World Record guy. So he goes out back. And he comes back and he's real flat. And everyone's like, mate, what's going on? Are you okay? And he goes, Who the fuck is Jack Archdale? Is that good?
That is a ripper. That is a perler.
Is that amazing?
Oh, I love that. I'm going to go out there and say it. I'm not a big fan of breakfast foods.
Me either, because I don't like yolk. So eggs is a bit.
Yeah, that's true.
But you know what I do love? Mushy, mushy Weet-Bix.
Yeah, see, that's fucked up.
Oh, I've got a confession.
What?
You're going to hate this.
What?
The other day, so I had yogurt and banana and Weet-Bix, but we didn't have any milk.
Oh, you put water in, you sick fuck.
It's fine.
You are a fucking serial killer.
It's fine.
You, honestly, the more I get to know you,
the
more
fine.
Psychopathic you become. You have psychopathic tendencies. Do you know that?
It tasted all good. Because I have flavoured yogurt. So it was fine.
Flavoured yogurt. Yogurt. Water and Weet-Bix is one of the crookest combos.
You're saying it like it's just water and Weet-Bix.
I don't give a fuck.
I had banana, some almonds, a bit of cinnamon, my flavoured yolk, the soggy, wet, watery Weet-Bix.
Yeah, not selling it, doll.
It was good.
Dior, would you ever go water Weet-Bix?
Absolutely not.
Thank you,
So you'd go all the way down to the supermarket and get some milk.
Are you flat out, were you?
I was flat out riding content. I couldn't get away from the
desk. You live 30 metres from Woolworths. You literally could open your front door, reach around, grab the milk from the fucking aisle, scan it, and go, cheers, Terry, reach back. That's how close you live to Woolworths. You were right there. Like,
it was fine.
Red light, green light. Chocky in the freezer.
Well, I'd put Tim Tams in the freezer.
I've written Tim Tams in the freezer, but I broadened it out to chocolate.
Judge.
Tim Tams in the freezer are the fucking best.
Like God's gift.
Have you ever had, now you have Tim Tams in a freezer. Sorry, I'm getting hyped up about it. Now you have Tim Tams in a freezer.
I just peed.
What?
Did you hear that deal?
What did I say?
You said tit freezer.
I got too excited. I couldn't get my words out properly. Okay.
Oh, God.
Okay, I'm going to slow it down. I just found that we had something to bond on and it pumped me up because I love them so much. I've been deep throating fucking Tim Tams out of the freezer. I've been getting those family packs. Now, if you have brought frozen Tim Tams into your world and then you have a room temp Tim Tam, it's fucked.
It's not the same room temp. So, you know what else you should do? Put pineapple lumps in the freezer, the New Zealand ones, but they now have them at Woolies Double Bay.
What are pineapple lumps?
They're like chocolate on the outside and then pineapple flavoured in the middle.
Like a honeycomb sort of thing?
Yeah. But they're usually squishy. Chuck them in the freezer. Oh, and natural confectionery sour squirms in the fridge. Once you put them in the fridge.
Yeah, dude.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Freezer, what you won't go back.
I so agree.
Gummy bears and like sour gummy bears in the freezer. So good.
Dude.
But chocolate, I feel like different ball game, like a block of choc in
the freezer. Yeah, because it gets a bit too hard.
But in the fridge, yes.
You got to fridge it. But room temp choc is fucked for me now because I've had it for refrigerator. I'm living my whole life.
I know what you mean.
Kit Kat blocks though. You know the blocks of Kit Kats?
Mm.
Fucking hell, man. But once I start eating that, I'll eat the whole fucking thing.
Yeah, can't stop. When we left the podcast last night, I got
you did get your chocky.
I got a chocolate bar, but then I got a bag of natural confectionery, like, I don't know, fruit tingles or whatever they were called.
Yeah.
It demolished the whole bag in like 12 minutes.
I
put like four in my mouth at a time.
It's hard not to.
Yeah, they were delicious.
It's hard. Yeah, it's like, because I just get like, I love my little movie nights, and I love snacking while watching movies. And so I lay in bed. I'm like, fuck yeah, I've got a new show coming out or something. I'm like, oh yeah, I'm in heaven. Get me a little block of Kit Kats. And fuck, sorry. I love this so much.
What the fuck is going on? You're me today.
I just love it so much,
I get my little...
And, oh fuck, mate.
Both of us just dropping into the mic.
And I just drill the whole thing.
Mm.
And even when I'm full, I'm so full to the point where I'm like... Fuck, I'm full, but I just don't care.
Mm.
Nice. Yum. Good bonding, man.
I feel like we went a bit far on that. You can't smell me from Sardinia. I tell you what, Judge.
Sardinia like stinks like sardines.
Room service is calling. Go, can I answer?
Check. Yeah, check. Go check. I want this is...
Irregardless and regardless are the same thing.
Shit, so irregardless is a word.
Hello?
Why? Why have two?
Yes, please.
Mama's getting her chippies. Let's listen.
Can I please have a cappuccino with almond or oat milk? Can I please have a big breakfast, like lots of sausages, toast, maybe some peanut butter? Have you got hot chips?
No wonder they hate you.
Yes, and toast with peanut butter. And have you also got some fruit and yogurt?
Fuck me. Dead woman. Who's coming over?
Just fruit and yogurt and muesli as well, please. just for one. Is that...
They had to ask. Oh my god. She's ordering so much fucking food. Uganda is about to go without. Jesus. They had to ask. She goes, just for one.
Is that for two people? I said, no, just.
Oh, it's that chick. It's that lady in that room. It's that one. Yeah, no, it's just one lady.
For two.
Jesus Christ.
Just for one, sister.
Nah, mate. Lone soldier. Yeah, no, just for me.
Just for Lulu.
You fucking Rika. You know, I just realised the sound that Lou makes when she sings sounds exactly like a fucking microwave when you turn it on. You know, you put your fucking leftover dinner in there. Beep, beep, beep. 2 minutes. Dead ringer for her fucking singing. Jesus Christ. Just another note, giving me Macca's chippies and me strawberry thick shake here.
Oh.
You haven't tried it? Fucking try it. It's good. Yeah, anyway. See ya, cunt.
Lou's getting currently fucking her room service. So I'll comment on that video. Couldn't agree more on the singing, mate. She absolutely sounds like a fucking microwave when she sings. Number two, dipping the... Dior, did he say a strawberry thick shake?
Yeah, I believe he said strawberry.
Not about, okay. Mama's got her food. Lift it up, buddy. Show the bedwetters. Come on, take the top plates off, please. Just the two yogurts for you, Lou. Just went for the two yogurts.
Oh, my God, Judge.
Show me. Oh, that's got me fucking wet.
That's a what? Lot of sauce.
That's a lot of sauce. Okay, what's under the other plate? Nah, the other plate, woman. Don't try and hide that. There's another full plate there. Fuck.
I love how they've given me two plates and two serves of everything as if I'm here with someone. Hey, hey, hotel, I'm on my own. Mummy's on her own.
But don't worry. Don't worry, hotel. They'll be clear when you go to take them away. All the food will be fucking gone.
Do you want me to do another live sauce taste test?
Yeah, but don't chew it.
What do you mean?
Grab a sausage.
No. What? They're very minuscule.
Yeah, they are. Reminds me of a bloke I know.
You?
No, Dior. Okay. All right, Lulu, I think we'll leave you to eat that mountain of food that you just got.
Okay. I'll send you an actual photo.
Thanks. Thank you, mate.
Where's the peanut butter toast?
I know
yeah,
that
true.
After it. Huh?
Where's the peanut butter toast?
Oh, yeah, fuckers.
I wouldn't be too cranky, mate. I mean, I think you're going to be just – I think you're going to be just fine.
They've given me enough for two.
Now, Lulu, just remember, what does every bloke think when he sees – if you were to take a photo of that on Instagram and upload it of all the food you got, what would every bloke think?
That's the size of my penis.
No.
No?
If you were taking all the photo of the food –
yeah. That's coming out the other end.
Yeah, that's exactly what I thought when I saw all that. Because I thought, she'll get it. She'll finish it. Do you know when I was growing up, I had a mate, Bobby Joe, and I had to do a bloody, like you had to do a group assignment together where you'd go to each other's houses and you'd work on these assignments and stuff. Mm. And now Bobby Joe's family, big into cats. God love her.
Pussy lovers.
We were 11. We were 11 years old.
I wasn't even meaning.
Yes. Yeah, you were. Yes, you were.
I don't know. There was word vomit. I don't know why I said that. I'm so sorry.
Anyway, so as I was doing this thing as 11-year-old children, not really thinking too much about pussy at the time, Louisa. yeah, basically, they're just the stories. I had cows spell it like cat piss.
Okay. Puss piss.
Puss piss. Puss piss. Pussy lovers. That you were me just then.
Why? Saying something inappropriate. Yeah. I genuinely wasn't doing it in like a puss way.
Yeah.
I was doing it just like pussy lovers.
Yeah, yeah.
Feels wrong.
But also kind of right.
Oh yeah, okay, cool. So I'll just get some cats to keep me safe in my new home.
It was so pungent every time I go over there. I'd get out, mum would drop me off, I'd go in there and we'd work on this fucking thing. And I'm like, holy fuck. And then mum would come and pick me up and she's like, because they just let them piss everywhere.
And don't they have...
Yeah, but maybe they had the kitty litter and that, but they just never cleaned it out.
I was about to say
pussy litters.
And then I refrained. Plitters.
But yeah, it wasn't...
Clitters. Kitty litters.
Clitters.
John!
Clitters.
Maybe I should go back to Europe. This is a
yeah, this is
disaster.
Not good. Yeah, correct. It was better when you were fucking 13,000 kilometres away. How far away is Europe, Dior?
I'm going 63.
I'm going 34,000. I'm going...
Oh, I'm going... take it back. I'm going
38,000.
59.
38,000. I can you close
okay.
With 60.
Well, I'm going to Italy.
Yep.
You know, Europe's quite a big place.
Yep.
It is.
Condescending.
Hang on. Like I said, I've forgotten how to do it.
Europe is quite a big place, Jarch and Lou.
You fucking dead shits.
You fucking idiots.
You're just roasting us.
Fucking hell. What are we?
Oh,
great Lugal, Dior.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm out of practice. True. Google Maps isn't helping. Hang on.
I reckon we just go with I'm right, you're wrong.
I know you do.
Okay, Italy's 14,000 kilometers.
Oh!
What?
Well, I was right when I said 13,000.
I reckon I could walk there. No, like, eventually I could walk 14,000. Yeah,
well, we probably all could, Lou.
You know what I mean?
But
I
over could, the span of, what, 50 years?
I could do
years?
Like a Ned Brockman and walk to Italy.
Can I tell you something? Don't you drag that boy's name through the mud. You have no Brockman in you. You've got not a fucking ounce of Brockman in you. You dare speak those fucking words. You know what that kid did? You know what that bloke fucking did?
Oh, I know.
No,
it's
no,
amazing.
No. Don't you fucking desecrate that man's name.
I just mean he's inspirational and I could try and walk.
You don't have an ounce of Brockman in you.
But I'd have to get a boat from certain places because you can't walk on water, Jarch.
You think Brockman would boat?
No, he'd probably swim.
Yeah, you're fucking damn right he would.
I'm not a good swimmer. I'd need floaties.
I'm with you.
Also, I'd be scared of sharks.
Yeah.
Maybe I could skip that part. I could do it like a time trial and could get a swimmer to do that part.
So you reckon you could walk?
I'm a big walker. I love this a hot girl laps.
This is why you got no Brockman in you. Because you said, I reckon I could walk that. I walked that.
And I then could you, walk 14,000 km.
Two sentences later, you were talking about skipping parts. So it just, that says to me that when you're actually on the journey, you're getting into it and you're going, nah.
Not for me.
Not for me. Skip this.
Imagine actually, all the... creating all this hype around it, being like, right, we're walking to Italy, and then like 4 days in, we're like, yeah, we might just catch the plane there, guys.
You know, it'd be a tremendous prank, is to like proper hype something up like that. Like, I'm doing it. I'm gonna walk from here to Italy. Like, I'm doing the big fucking thing. Blah 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 blah. Hype it all up, and then you literally, there's media there, coverage, people everywhere. You take the first step, you go, oh, actually, you know, second thoughts, guys. Can't do it.
Hammy's gone.
I'm out.
I'm done.
Surprised someone hasn't done that with all the prank and bullshit that happens these days.
Copyright, let's do it.
That's legally binding. We just
copyrighted that for We Mean Well, Excuse Me, Senorita's Pty Limited.
Still love that we're called Excuse Me, Senorita Proprietary Limited.
Well.
Now, Excuse Me, Senorita.
What?
Don't you have some gifts for me? Yeah,
that's what I was getting to, you
greedy little
fuck. I know,
that's why I got excited. That's why I got excited.
You greedy little fuck.
I saw you putting your coffee down. I'm like, it's Prezi time. Mm-hmm. In a lovely looking bag. Delightfully packaged.
Well, it's come all the way from Portugal, my friend. Well, I mean, it's one's from Portugal, one's from Italy, and one's from bloody Spain. There's something else in here that's from Australia.
Okay. But let's see what we got. No, I want to see the Aussie thing too.
Would you want that first?
Yep.
Okay. The Aussie thing is just heaps of little clicky clackers for your crocs.
Oh, dude, that's perfect.
So it's got some little Kentucky Fried Chicken. It's got a little thing that says The Weeknd. It's got a thing that says Dog Person, Chill Mode. This one says Big Yikes.
I like Big Yikes.
So you can chuck those on your crockies.
Thanks, Lulu.
A cactus too.
And you can chew on these as well. You can eat them.
Don't think you can, but give it a home.
Oh, I do.
Okay, cool. And then, okay, let's go. We'll go worst to best in my eyes. These are some socks for Jarchi, and they've got beers on them. Not beers like the, but
yeah,
like
beers.
Schooners,
beers.
Frothies, McFrothington.
Oh, I love me socks.
That's why I got them for you.
Thank you, Lulu.
I saw them.
I love those.
That's for Jarchi. And then this one's from Portugal. That one's from Spain.
Yep.
This is a little penis key ring.
Little. It's a huge penis key ring.
Oh, sorry. A big penis key ring.
Jesus, what a fucking...
I think that's illegal to bring home because it's...
phallic in nature.
Wooden.
Oh, because there might be little mites and shit on it.
Oh, cut that.
You don't need to cut that.
Well, I don't want to get extortion.
Sorry?
What's the thing where you get...
extortion?
Extradited out of the country.
Oh, you think because you brought a tiny little wooden cock into this country, they're going to see it on the podcast, drag you back to the airport, fly you back out of the country.
Maybe.
To Spain, where you got the wooden cock, because you got wood. Thank you.
Well.
We're not cutting it.
Okay.
Well, now and I'm scared. Hey, I love it.
A little beautiful kiss for it. And this one I think is going to light your eyes up. This is all the way from Italy. Oh, he's so excited. It's a slingshot.
I love that. Let me slingshot the cock.
Slingshot the cock. Slingshot the cock! Slingshot the cock! Slingshot the cock!
Fucking...
Come on, the suspense! Sling it.
I need to get it like this.
Sling the little wooden cock.
Big dick.
Sorry, big cock.
Oh, sister.
Bing! Whoa, straight into the...
The cock
is no longer a key ring. The cock is just a cock. It's okay. You can sit it next to your bed.
I can definitely. Well, I can use it. Thank you.
You like that?
I love the slingshot. I used to make these as a kid.
Your eyes lit up like a child.
Dude, I used to make these fucking things.
Little senorita, there's your brown paper bag.
Thank you.
Whoa! Careful, we don't want someone's eyes to be taken out by the cock.
This has got some fucking grunt to it.
Don't, careful. Ah!
I love it, Lou. Thank you.
It's okay, senorita.
What's sardigna? What's that? What's sardigna? What is sardigna? What is...
Say it again.
Sardigna. Sardigna.
It's Sardinia.
What? That's how you spell Sardinia? That's fucked. Bruh, you got to give me a pass for that. You have to give me a pass. Sardinia.
I think there's actually two ways to spell Sardinia. There's S-A-R... D-I-N-I-A. Yeah.
Which?
But I think that might be the Adele. I don't know. But anyway.
Sardigna.
It is. Oh,
I love my prezzies.
We got the fucking €600 dinner or whatever.
Oh, is
like
it?
A piece of ravioli.
And what did this cost you, if you don't mind me asking?
Can't remember.
So I'm going to guess €10, €20. This is going to give me.
So much joy.
Thousands of euros of fun.
I know.
Now that's more important, isn't it?
Exactly. Oh, don't!
I love it.
I'm nervous that I gave you this now.
You know how people are like those trends on fucking TikTok and Instagram, and it's like my partner's beige flag or my partner's red flag or one of the red flags.
I've read them out on the pod before, remember?
True, correct.
Yeah.
I've got one.
Your beige flag?
Red flag.
Ooh.
Of me.
Dump worthy?
No, but it's, I truly believe this with all, that's not stool worthy. I truly believe this with all my heart.
Okay.
I believe one of my red flags is there is no way that I'm not surviving Jurassic Park. Me and Will were watching Jurassic Park, the movie, the other day, and I was watching it. I'm like, I'd survive all of this. There is zero chance of any of these dinosaurs killing me.
That's like you saying you'd survive any of Mother Nature's attacks.
Another phenomenally intelligent and articulate take.
What? Just because you're watching... That's like me saying I watch Jaws and any time I go in the water, I'll survive a shark attack.
But that's why it's a red flag, because I'm watching this movie and I'm like, I'd live.
A Stegosaurus is running towards you with its ginormous paw and you're going to move past it.
Stegosaurus herbivores. They're my favourite dinosaur. They're the ones with the plates.
Okay,
on the back
a T-Rex
and the
is coming towards
is that correct?
You.
So when
also,
the
I just want to. I love the way Jarch, me, and Will next to me all immediately knew Stegosauruses were herbivores. It was like there's some innate dinosaur knowledge that all dudes have. We just all looked at each other like, "Yeah, no, they're herbivores, Lou. What are you talking about?
Yeah, what the fuck? Love that.
So sorry, they love plants.
But it's my red flag. Like so I'm watching the movie, right? The walls of a toilet falls down. There's a guy sitting on the toilet. The T-Rex clamps him in his jaws and kills him.
You're gone.
When I was watching that, I was like, I'm straight away, I'm off the toilet. He sits there like this and he goes, and he gets eaten. As soon as the first walls fall down, boosh, I'm off and I'm out. And that T-Rex can't catch me. I'm just hiding behind a tree and I could just go around the tree, like all the way around. When the raptors... The raptors
would get you.
One of the raptors there, he spots the raptor, and that raptor's a decoy, and the other one pops its head through the leaves, and he goes, clever girl, and it fucking bites him and kills him. You know what would happen as soon as I saw it? I drop to the ground, boom, a shotgun, boom, shoot the other one. I'm like, I'd survive. That's a red flag of mine, but I don't think I could die in Jurassic Park.
There's the biggest load of shit.
That's what Will was saying. Hot Will was like, dude, this is ridiculous. I'm like, dude, I just can't see myself dying.
What do you think you'd, how do you think you'd go in like the Hunger Games?
Die.
Well, what's the difference between humans with bow and arrows and T-Rexes?
Oh, I'll tell you, Louisa, different species.
Yeah,
that's one
like,
difference.
They're all coming after you.
Yeah, but humans, like T-Rexes can't see you if you don't move. So
what?
They can't see you if you don't move.
What?
They spot movement.
Google.
If you don't move. If you don't move, can't see you.
Disagree. What about a pterodactyl?
That's.
Let's test it out.
That.
Oh, yeah, nah. I think you're right, Josh. They can't see you if you're not moving.
So guess what? Hey, let me show you how it survived Jurassic Park.
Well, then.
No, let me show you.
No, because when the guy fell off the toilet, he was staying still because the T-Rex couldn't see him. So that's a false movie scene.
No, I was wrong. No. Hold that. I was wrong. So was Josh. It's not based on movement.
Eat shit.
But they do have, like, eyes that are really high up and can't see that well. I feel like you could hide, like, underneath them.
I think maybe at a certain point, because that's what they say in the movie, Sam Neill's like, if you don't move, he can't see you. And so they just stay still and it's going, breathing and shit. And I'm like, there you go. Just stay still. Motherfucker won't eat you.
Well, that's a different story to what you were saying 3 minutes earlier when you said you'd jump around, jump between the trees.
I would. I'd be quicker than it. I'd go straight into the bush.
Like,
I'd go straight into the deep scrub. The deep bush, because then it can't get in. It's too big.
Mate, just because you grew up in Walker doesn't mean you can go against some bloody T-Rexes and some Stegosauruses and some pterodactyls and raptors.
Raptors. What you said before is I think my only weakness would be the pterodactyl. I think the flight, the dinosaurs
yeah,
that can
it's going to come down and go whoosh.
That's where I think I'd struggle in an open field. But all the rest of it, I reckon I'm good. You know?
Yeah, I reckon that's a red flag.
Like the little, you know, the little ones that like spit the black stuff into Newman's face from Seinfeld. They spit the like the oil shit in his face, and then in the car, it's in the car, and then it fucking feeds him. And I was like, if that little dinosaur was next to me, I'd just grab it by the neck and fucking choke it to death.
It's not like a geese. It's a lot stronger than that. Well, we know that geese's wings could snap your leg, so perhaps it is as strong. What?
Not like a geese. You mean a goose?
Goose, geese?
Different.
Are they?
Plural.
Oh, I meant two of them.
So you wouldn't say it's just like a geese then, would you? You'd say it's just like geese, some geese.
Yes, perhaps you're right.
Do you have any similar red flags?
Nope.
Like... Hey, I was being polite. You definitely do. Are there any red flags that you're
I'd
like?
I'd love to call an ex of mine and ask what my red flags are.
We don't need to call the ex. There's four blokes in this room that can...
Okay, everyone rattle off what my red flags are.
Dior?
You're just too talented and beautiful. Yeah. Other people can't keep up.
One of your red flags is you're gorgeous and funny.
Oh, God.
You know what I mean?
Dior.
Burmo.
Yeah, mate.
What do you think one of Liz Red's flags are?
Confidence.
Yeah, they're brimming through the roof.
Too much?
Guess what, Lou?
It's opposite day.
You're an ugly fuckhead.
Don't you speak those words, you little butt-tooth rat-no-chin, acne-ridden fuck.
Yeah, not bad.
You're a fraud wearing a T-shirt that says authentic leader. You're the furthest from a leader, you little follower. You little back of the pack raptor. You little scared T-Rex.
Do you know the only downfall? The only downfall in Jurassic Park?
What?
The only way I'd die is if you were with me. You would be such a liability in those situations. You'd panic. You'd scream. You'd shit yourself. There'd be stool everywhere. You're slow, unathletic, not smart, not reactionary.
This feels like an attack. It's just very attacky vibes.
Yeah, I'm the raptor coming from the back of the pack, kid.
This doesn't feel very slay.
Queen, you'd be slayed quickly. You'd die in Jurassic. You'd be the first one to die.
I think we should do The Amazing Race or The Block.
Why?
Because it'd just be fun.
Lou.
The Amazing Race. I'd be like, it's lift, Judge.
Honestly, this, you don't want to know why our relationship works? Because we're in low stress environments. We sit down and we spin yarns to each
other. I'd be good at The Block. I could paint some walls and hammer some shit.
This amount of stress that would, we'd kill each other. Their podcast would end.
Hey, tell us about your birthday, senorita.
Hey, listen.
How many shapes are you eating, you little fucker?
Hey, listen. I just want to shout out to all the bedwetters and everyone else that sent me birthday messages. It was very kind. Mm. Thank you for the birthday messages. I had a ripper day. Steph planned out my day, so I did the fucking ice baths, the saunas and bloody all that sort of stuff. Did VR by myself. Virtual reality.
I'd like to know about this.
So this is like, this would give birds the ick.
This is in my wheelhouse.
They know me there now. This is it. But this is in my wheelhouse. I do everything. I do so much shit by myself. I eat by myself. I go to the pictures by myself. I go VR by myself.
I do a lot by myself too.
It's good. It's not a competition.
No, I was just saying. Never I was just joining in. Judge, it was a conversation.
Yeah, I know. Just
you were saying that you do things on your
own. All right, Lou brings herself into it. Tell us what you do.
That's
my birthday, but it's fine.
That's how conversations work.
No, I'll go fuck myself.
It would be like if I said, oh, Judge, I've been, it'd be like if I said, I had a really shit cappuccino today.
I had a shit cappuccino day too.
No, but if you went, yeah. Like you're joining in the conversation.
Yeah, yeah.
So carry on about your stuff you do on your own, and I'll jump in.
No, I do stuff on my own too.
That's what I mean. I'll join in if there are things I do on my own as well. go forth.
Doth
Please,
proceed.
Doth it forth.
Doth proceed. VR.
Yes.
So it's never got me an hour.
Fun.
It's a long time.
Is it?
Yeah. To VR but by yourself.
You're in your own...
You are in your own world. They've got these zombie games, right? So I said, I'll do the zombie mission first. And I said, then I'll fucking just do this horde mode. So it's literally just you're in like this little arena and they keep upgrading your guns and it's just waves of fucking zombies.
Horde mode?
Horde mode.
You're attacking all the hoarders and all their items in their house and you eliminate the items one by one. It's very creative.
It's not at all what it is.
Yes. Go forth. Doth with the zombies.
Doth.
Continue.
It was a tremendous guess. Horde. It means hordes of zombies are coming at you.
The apocalypse. Sorry, I just mean...
The apocalypse.
Zombie apocalypse.
And what's your favourite movie? Honestly, it's probably Apocalypse Now.
Okay. I loved Zombieland and they had three apocalypses in one, I think. Mm. And then there was Zombieland 2 and they had another apocalypse.
A big apocalypse. So it is apocalyptic.
Yeah.
Apocalyptic. So she goes, mate, you've actually drilled the first game in 20 minutes.
Oh, you're good.
I said, no shit. She knows me now. And she goes, do you want to see?
That's slightly
I'm not even joking. She does.
That's 34, they
yeah,
know
Yeah, I know, mate. She's like, that's Steph, get you another present? I'm like, yep.
It's very embarrassing.
But it's also kind of nice, you know, just do whatever you like.
Yeah, don't let anyone tell you any different.
You know, man.
Slayer.
So anyway, she goes, mate, do you want to just do 40 minutes of fucking horde mode? And I said, yeah,
You're
I
speaking
do.
My language, sister.
And it gets progressively harder and harder. So I'm drilling them, and I'm not even kidding. I thought about this post being there. I've got the whole arena to myself. Now, keep in mind, it's the side of the arena that faces Westfield, like the walkways and the shops and shit.
Wait, so people walk past.
Oh, you can see me.
No, shut the fuck up. So you're, no, no. Judge, you're like going like this with your little.
No, dude, I'll show you. I've got, let me just show you. I've got a visor on.
I can't hear you. Get on the mic, you idiot.
I've got two things in my hand. Like this. Visor on. I'm going like this. Like this, bro.
Okay, he's like dancing around like Spider-Man around the studio.
Shooting shit for 40 minutes. I'm telling you, I had sweat dripping down my face. You got a haptic feedback vest on. I had that cunt on. Took it off. I was walking through bloody... Westfield Bondi Junction afterwards, drenched. I was fucking drenched. It had looked like someone had got buckets of water and just thrown it over me.
Oh,
that, you can see that first arena? Past.
No, that is not where
That's
you
where
were.
I was doing it.
Holy fucking shit. There would have been a bedwetter who walked past and saw you. Dead set.
But they wouldn't have recognised because I had a full helmet on.
True.
I really want you to come.
Can we go on Friday, please?
Lou, I would love it. Not only because you're going to get shit scared, because these fuckers come pop up behind you and shit.
Can we play together?
Yeah, that we will.
Oh, I'm so excited.
No, Lou, let me preface something. You're supposed to play with other people.
Why didn't Steph go with you?
Not in her wheelhouse.
You just wanted to go on your own.
And to be fair, I was having a blast.
The September Club had a lot of famous people in it as well.
Yeah, a lot.
I had a couple of awkward encounters. I met Paddy Cripps, who's like one of the top AFL players.
Yeah.
And he's like pretty tall. Actually, he's really tall. And I go, hey, you're really tall.
Never get that.
Perfect.
Great. Any other awkward encounters?
Nothing else I can remember, Jar.
Any other awkward encounters you want to share with the bedwetters, Lou? Because you were spinning one before that's pretty fucked up.
Let's just say I asked for a selfie with...
No. Don't you spin it.
No, I physically feel sick, Josh.
I'll spin it.
Fuck off.
I'll spin it. Lulu, this is pretty cringe-inducing, you guys. And Lou gets it. But when the girls get a couple of techie-sized few champagnes...
I physically can't hear it. I can't hear the story again. I physically can't. Like, I actually want to throw up.
Mate, we've got the whole mob in the studio. We got Dior, we got Tubbs, we got Eddie, we got Burmo. Lou was spinning this before him. There was five humans before that, and then when she'd finished, there was just five sultanas on the floor.
Yeah.
We just cringed into these dried fruits. So Lou and Millie are content creators, right? Millie, they've gone up to Mick Fanning.
Nah, we can't do it. Cut it.
No.
Cut it, Dior.
Not a chance.
Nah, fuck off. I physically can't. I feel sick.
Look, let's put music in her headphones like a kid while I spin the yarn.
Nah.
They've gone up to pitch him a video idea. So Millie's pitching this video idea about him getting... Mick Fanning, how old's Mick?
Don't 40? Even repeat the video idea. Just get to the end of the story
faster. He doesn't know TikTok. He doesn't know any of that stuff, right?
I have a fucking clue who we are.
So they're pitching this idea about this video about how... I'm pitching the idea.
No, Judge, like you're these actually
girls,
not.
These girls are talking.
Don't.
And they
don't,
turn back and
don't.
Mick,
fuck off.
And Mick Fanning's there and they go, sorry, mate, don't. Can we just get two champagnes? And he's the waiter, right? So look. Not groundbreaking content, if we're going to be honest with each other.
Please, and can you shut the fuck up?
And his mate was standing next to him, and he goes, not doing a very good pitch on this one, girls. Lou's gone bright red. Fucking. So they pitch this idea, and he's like, oh, well, yeah, whatever. Kind of like to go to these things so I don't have to do this sort of stuff. But these girls, couple of champagnes deep. Mick's done the video. God bless. That just goes to show what a trooper he is.
Both Millie and I the next morning said we'll never ever speak of this ever again. That video will never see the day of light. We'll never speak of it.
I think it needs to be posted
not
on We Mean Well.
Not a fucking chance.
I think it needs to be posted
absolutely
on We Mean
not.
Well.
No fucking way. No.
We've got to lean into
not
that.
Not a chance.
We have to.
Not a chance.
I need it.
Start like a fucking petition because it ain't happening on free will.
Bedwetters. Bedwetters, we're going to post a story to our socials and we're going to ask whether or not you want to see the Mick Fanning video. Now,
no, Judge.
You are the people that create this podcast. You are the only reason that we're here. That's why I think the Bedwetters deserve a say on whether they get to see the content. Don't be so ungrateful.
Oh.
Now, gaslighting.
Yeah, you narcissistic fuck.
Now, without you, we are nothing. So I'm gonna put it in the Bedwetters' hands whether you want to see the Mick Fanning video or not. We'll post a story with a poll. Majority vote wins. Sound fair?
Nah.
Sounds fair.
Hey, I'm the same colour as the couches. Literally identical.
It's actually the same.
What the fuck?
It's actually the same material as well.
What the deuce, Lewis? What the deuce, Lewis? Come here, fat man, Peter. Wait, I'm fucking good at that.
You're
what the deuce, Lewis?
It's not bad.
Look,
Come here, Peter, you fat man.
Fat man.
Give me another one.
Oh, God. Okay.
Hey, I'm Peter Griffin.
Do Lois. Okay. Okay. Maybe we stick with Stewie, don't you reckon? Go, Brian.
Hey, I'm Brian the dog.
Just your voice, same Brian the dog. Go, hold on. Go, bloody Chris.
Hey, Dad.
Very similar to Lois. Go, Meg.
Well, hey, I'm Meg.
Go, Cleveland.
Which one's Cleveland? The old grandpa.
No.
Oh. Hey, I'm Cleveland.
No, go Cleveland.
I don't know which one's Cleveland.
The black one.
Hey, I'm Cleveland.
Man, doesn't he talk like, kind of like that?
Who's the grandpa?
Oh, Peter.
And he's like, hey.
I'm not bad at Cleveland.
Which one's the grandpa? And he's like, oh, hey there.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah. Chris, come over here, Chris. I'll teach you something real nice.
It's really scary.
Thank you so much.
It's real scary.
Where you going, boy?
E.T. phone home.
Righto, red light, green light. Red light, green light.
My big toe looks like E.T. Look at him. Sorry.
I mean, you the other day, by your own admission, were about to
keep
shit in plugging. A bush.
I was.
You what?
I almost shit in a bush the other day.
Can I tell you a pretty fucked
personal
up story?
Yes, please.
Poo related.
Mm. Are we going down this path?
Well,
again?
We're already on the path.
I don't care to hop off it.
Okay. Not immediately.
It's just you've run all aboard this shit train. We're going north and we're going far.
Yeah.
So I had an ex-boyfriend when I was like probably like 18, and this is so fucked. And he'd gone to like a BYO curry.
Oh, a BYO.
You bring your own curry?
Oh, like a curry night. BYO.
He'd gone to a curry institution, and it was BYO.
An Indian restaurant.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly the words that I was trying to get out of my mouth. So sorry.
Oh my God.
And then they've had, you know, red wine, rosé, Chardonnay, Sav, whatever you have when you're 18. You buy the cheapest $7 bottle.
Yeah.
Anyway,
we're
walking to the next pub, and he's like, This curry has gone straight through me, Lou. And I'm like, well, we're like nearly at the pub, like surely you can just wait. Ducks into someone's like front yard.
And just blasts.
Like wipes it with like a circler, like a warehouse or like Kmart, like circler. Is that what they're called?
What's a circler?
So is that what they're called, a circler?
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Sprinkler?
A sprinkler?
No, like, I don't, you know, there's like paper about things. It's got
paper
like the tower? Circler.
Paper things?
No, like a newspaper. The circler.
Oh, like a magazine. A catalogue?
Catalogue. Are they not called a circler?
It's a fucking newspaper.
Nah, I'm sure they're called a circler.
No, a catalogue.
Well, the catalogue.
Oh, are you talking like, you know, there might be like a Target catalogue?
Yes.
With specials in it.
I swear we call them circlers in New Zealand. Well, he's wiped his ass with that.
We're half Kiwis, by the way. This is a real Kiwi podcast.
You should know that.
Respect the fuck out of that.
But 8-year-old Lou, my go-to was... there was a rule in our family in the Delden house that you were only allowed to open a packet of biscuits if the other one was gone. So me being obviously a smart girl,
took that a challenge.
I would grab the packet of biscuits I wanted, grab half of the packet, and then twist it round so it looked unopened so Jill and Franco wouldn't suspect that I'd eaten half until they'd go to grab that packet.
That's
genius.
That's actually fucking ruthless. That's so good.
And then Mum would go, Louisa, I can hear you in the pantry. I go, no, it's not me. It's like pounding food.
I can hear you in the pantry.
And I'd come home from
school. It's not me. Well, who is it?
Yeah.
It's fucking you. It ain't Toby. And I'd come home from school and cut like full, like massive chunks of cheese.
Respect.
Like bit, like basically eating the block.
Like George Costanza.
Who's that?
In the Summer of George.
You don't know who George Costanza is? Hold on.
Whoa.
Hold on. You have no idea who that is?
Sounds like an opera singer.
You don't know who George Costanza is.
Is
he, do you know who Elaine
chef?
Bennis is?
Who?
Elaine Bennis.
Bennett?
Bennis.
Bennis.
Do you know who Elaine Bennis is? Do you know who Cosmo Kramer is?
Kramer.
Famous gardener.
Do you know who Jerry Seinfeld is?
It's a TV series.
Mm. That you've never watched a single episode of.
Is that...
You don't know who the fuck George Costanza is? You've never Seinfeld?
I've never seen Seinfeld.
You've never seen it?
Never seen Seinfeld.
We're not that... You're fucking 29, aren't you? How old are you? You're almost fucking 30.
Hey!
You're basically...
Don't say that.
You're almost... We've got your 30th this year.
Yeah, well, a couple of weeks. It's my 29th.
Well, it'll come around quick. You'll be 34 before you know it. You've never seen Seinfeld? Never was it not in New Zealand?
Oh, I was there.
Was it like horse and cart, no TV sort of fucking what situation over there?
No, Amish country.
No, we
What's happened to our beautiful New Zealand?
Preferred good old-fashioned chit-chat.
Not the country we left.
Good old-fashioned chit-chat.
Chit-chat. You didn't chat. All you did was chit-chat.
That's fucked me up. Do you know how many times I've watched Seinfeld?
Yeah, they're all the four main characters.
I thought you were telling me like famous Australian like politicians going, oh, Lou's a fucking idiot.
George Costanza in The Summer of George, when his wife dies, eats blocks of cheese. That's what that's how he defines the bachelor lifestyle.
George Costanza sounds like the guy from Come Chameleon.
Boy George? Because what, he's called George? Yeah, he actually sounds like that former president of America as well.
George Bush, yeah. That's fucking disgusting. I'll watch an episode tonight. That's fucking disgusting.
Listen, I'm not as obsessed with Seinfeld as he is. I grew up watching it with
You know what it is, though, Tom.
I know what it is.
Well, now I know.
Who's Bart Simpson? Yeah.
It's not the same as
No, it's 100% the same. It is.
Are you serious?
It'd be like someone not knowing who Brian the dog
is. Bedwetter's Letter,
It's the most famous sitcom of all time. It's like...
Yeah, it is.
Famouser than Friends?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys big Friends fan?
I loved Friends.
Not for me.
You didn't like anything, though. So, like, I don't know.
I haven't watching TV. You're sitting around on a trip.
Friends is great. Seinfeld was great.
Eating biscuits.
Yeah, it's true. You're in the pantry.
Jesus. Pantry biscuits.
Now I'm starting to get a real insight into...
Well, listen, if they'd put a TV in the pantry, she'd know exactly who's fucking Jerry Seinfeld
was. Yeah. We should be able to quote every episode.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.